many people's experience of education is a bit off-putting, and they think, well, God bless, not this isn't for me. I wouldn't want to go along, and I, you know, maybe their experience of education and religion wasn't the most positive, or it's so long ago they think I'm going to show my ignorance. Mm-hmm. And we need to be having educators who can actually reassure people that it's fine. We're mm-hmm. all coming from different places, and we have all developed as adults, and we have to be treated like adults. Mm-hmm. We're not 10-year-olds or 15-year-olds or 17, were people who have done some thinking in the meantime and who have had to face real life issues mm-hmm. and very painful ones sometimes. And we're asking ourselves, well, does my religion have anything to say that? Mm-hmm. So in one case where I went, it was a group of people with intellectual handicap who were reflecting on their faith. And it was a wonderfully moving experience as they talk about what being religious meant to them. One of them said to me, I know God takes very good care of me. And one of the others in the group responded, and she said, I know God takes care of me, but I know God wants me to take care of other people. And I thought, I've just heard the whole of Christianity summed up. And I think people of all different stages and places in life are very aware of the need to understand more what their faith is about. But it's a bit difficult to take the first step. And that's where parishes particularly need to be very aware that putting a notice in the newsletter is not actually going to work. There has to be a direct approach to people. The course has to be something people really want. There has to be some research on the part of people. There has to be personal invitation and saying, would you like to come along? Are you prepared to give some time to this? Because it's people are tentative about coming. And there is a huge fear, I believe, in coming to something you don't know what it's all about. And you think, am I going to be put on the line? And maybe I'm going to have to go on the parish council. Or maybe people are going to think I'm holy because I've attended this. So there's a whole lot of fears in us. So I think the parishes have to be prepared and put the resource into making sure that that doesn't happen.
Now, when you say they had to ask, you know, what is it that people wanted, have you any idea what the response to that was?
The people want, generally, they want, like, often in the first stages of it, I would say, there are often people who are involved in some kind of a ministry or some area in the parish life, and they often want to know more about that as a starting point, or they feel, because they're taking this role as a Eucharistic minister or a reader or whatever, that they do need to understand a bit more about their faith. So often that's the starting point, is a need that comes out of a very practical reality. You know, I've had somebody say to me, I'm a reader, but I don't know how to find my way around the lectern. And if the page is on the wrong page on a Sunday, I don't know, I kind of freeze. So they haven't the confidence around it. And I think those kind of things often bring people initially. And then once they get into the conversation, they want to keep going. So I think, but then there are other people who have real issues around bereavement or suicide or whatever it is, and they want a forum within their religious context to talk about these things. And I think they're very real things that are happening at the moment for people. And we as church do need to provide somewhere for people to come with those questions. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, people want to maybe pray, or, you know, there's a huge range that people ask, and it constantly surprises me, you know, that the way that it's evolved in different places, you know.
So what do you see as the challenge for the Irish Church then in relation to adult faith development?
Well, I suppose the challenge for me is to face the fact that if we're going to have a renewed church in Ireland, education has to be at the heart of it. And while we in the past have put an enormous resource into schools, and I am a huge promoter of Catholic schools and have worked to support that, but I do believe the point reached in the church where it needs to be focused on adults. And even if we put 1% of what we put into the school system into adult education, into training people to be educators, into supporting it at parish level, in providing venues that people can use in their local parish, I think we would have a huge response if it was properly mandated across the country. I think the bishops are starting to face that. but it's a big issue and it's going to take resources, and it has to be faced in the same way as the schools were faced in eras gone by. It's we still kind of get focused on school, and still most of the discussion, you know, is on school. When people hear education in Ireland, they hear school, they don't hear adult education, and I'd like to change that. I think that's the challenge.